Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served up with a side of real talk. Today, we're diving into something super important: emotional intelligence. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another self-help buzzword? Trust me, this is different. We're not talking about faking it till you make it or becoming a mind reader, although wouldn't that be cool? Emotional intelligence is all about understanding ourselves and others better. It's like having an internal GPS for navigating the complex world of human emotions, yours and everyone else's. And guess what? It's a skill you can absolutely develop, just like learning a new language or mastering a killer guitar solo. So buckle up, because we're going to unpack 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence game. First up, it all starts with self-awareness, knowing your own emotions, triggers, and reactions. Ever felt overwhelmed by stress? You know that feeling when your heart races, your palms sweat, and your mind goes into overdrive? That's your body telling you something. Pay attention. Recognizing these signals is the first step to understanding how you respond to different situations. Next up, empathy, putting yourself in someone else's shoes. It's not about agreeing with them or solving their problems, but genuinely trying to see things from their perspective. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend just bombed a big presentation. How would you feel? What would you say? Now think about how they might be feeling: humiliated, disappointed, maybe even scared. By stepping into their shoes, you can offer genuine support and understanding. Now, let's talk communication. It's not just about talking, it's about truly listening and connecting. When someone is sharing something important, put down your phone, make eye contact, and really focus on what they're saying. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and show them that you genuinely care. Speaking of connection, building strong relationships takes work. It involves trust, vulnerability, and a willingness to be there for each other through thick and thin. Invest in your relationships with family, friends, colleagues, the people who matter most. Remember, quality over quantity, folks. Finally, self-regulation. This one's all about managing your emotions effectively, whether staying calm under pressure, bouncing back from setbacks, or controlling impulsive reactions. It's like having a mental toolbox full of coping mechanisms: deep breaths, mindful meditation, journaling, whatever works for you. Think about the last time you had a heated argument with someone. Did your emotions take over? Did you say things you regretted later? Maybe you lashed out in anger or shut down completely. Now imagine approaching that situation differently, taking a moment to breathe, listening actively to the other person's perspective, and responding calmly and thoughtfully. That's self-regulation in action. You know what's really cool about this whole emotional intelligence thing? It's like a superpower you can develop over time. The more you practice it, the better you get at understanding yourself, connecting with others, and navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Let's say your colleague just dropped a huge project on your desk right before deadline. Your first reaction might be panic. But hold on a sec. Instead of letting stress take over, take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings. Yes, it's okay to feel overwhelmed. Then assess the situation rationally. Can you delegate some tasks? Break down the project into smaller chunks. Communicate with your colleague about any concerns or challenges. This is where emotional intelligence shines. It helps you stay calm under pressure, make thoughtful decisions, and handle stressful situations effectively. So remember, folks, emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and watch how it transforms your life. Want to share your thoughts on this? Hit me up on social media, I love hearing from you. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of stoic wisdom, because life's too short to not be mentally tough and emotionally aware. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.